Well, an excellent win, but could have made life a little bit easier for yourselves if you hadn't have conceded that one, 90 minutes from time, and made it a little bit sweaty palm for the last few minutes.
Well, you can only give them credit. They were on the floor, weren't they? We chose the wrong thing. First half, we should have hit the shot like that when it was 0-0. And then we go and do that when we could have played it wide. Why we were that advanced, I don't know. Why we sent our big centre-half up and didn't throw it onto his head. What's the point of sending your big centre-half up for a long throw-in and then missing him out and going back where he should be? Do you know what I mean? If you're not going to use him. So we got some things to sort out, and then it made spoilt the last 19 or 20 minutes. But the character was fantastic. They brought on all sorts of players, and you know, you got to give them credit for getting back in it. But, you know, hopefully we can sort those bits and pieces out. It's just nice to get 10 points out of 15. It's nice to be further up. You know, we've got that last horrible week out the way of ourselves. I thought the crowd saw one of our young fellas playing, Jimmy. I let Jimmy go off to unfortunately have to bury his grandfather this morning. His grandfather died, and it was on Saturday, so you know, I had to let him go. I know he'll come back stronger, and all our best wishes are with him and the remainder of his family. So that gave an opportunity, and I thought Powell played so well the other day, and it's just great to see him step in, and if that's his full league debut, fantastic, you know. But very, very pleased. I think the lads have worked really hard. It's nice to get a 2-week period now where we can work with Renegade and get him going and give him a little bit of a break, and then try and start again against Ipswich away, which is, you know, there's no tougher scenario than going up to Mick McCarthy. So looking forward to it, really pleased. Got last week's blip off the card, and that's the annoying thing. I thought we did a lot of last week right, and we could have been 1-0 up, and where could we have been then? So never mind, let's keep going.
As a coach, it must be lovely to see a training ground goal like the first one. And yeah, you mentioned the young boy. I mean, he was involved, Jack Powley. He looks like you could have a player in your hands there.
Oh, fantastic. That's Birch's set play. He likes that one. To be honest with you, I got so much to sort out everywhere else. So I've let him go and do that, and I've seen it on the training ground. It hasn't worked yet, but it did there. So, you know, the clever thing is people are looking for our big men and what have you, and then, you know, sometimes they switch off, and in fairness to their team, they've only just got the whole squad together, and, you know, they got to learn in like 5 seconds how to get their organisation right. And you know, you can see it coming, can't you? They got some very good individuals, and they're getting stronger and stronger. So you know, I'm relieved. I lost to them with 10 men last year, and that felt a little bit better, because I don't think we deserved that really, but there you go.
Well, you said 10 points from the first 15 is a decent start. I mean, Kenny always used to say 2 points out of 3 gets you promoted at the end of the season.
By the end of the season, it does. And, you know, he started even better than us with his Wolves team. So, you know, there's a long, long way to go. But you have to have optimism. You have to believe that you can do things. And, yeah, we got to get a lot right. We really have. You know, we have to manage games better than that. We have to be on top of it. The players have to understand what they need to do at the right time, and it's just choosing that, and the more better choices you make, the higher you will play eventually. And we're trying to get to where Southampton are, you know, where everybody is, where Palace are, and all those teams that, you know, have got those wonderful games every week. So, you know, I was very pleased with the performance the other evening, although the score flattered them in the end, and I thought we took that into this game, and I rewarded somebody for how well he played. So from my point of view, I'm delighted. I can go away now and see my grandson tonight. I haven't seen him for at least 4 weeks, so can't ask for any more commitment from me. I'm loving what I'm seeing, and I'm loving the den, and I'm loving what the fans are giving us back. I thought the energy they gave us today, even in the end, we needed them, you know, and some of the last ditch stuff that was happening. It'd been a disaster if we'd have let them back in, but luckily we didn't. Let's get on with it.
You were talking to the people downstairs beforehand, suggesting that there was a player that you might be hopeful of getting in on Monday.
I don't know whether it's going to be or not, you know, and if that means I got to promote one of my young ones a little bit higher than I actually feel he might be ready for yet, then I will. It's no issue to me. I'm also having a look at somebody else on a training ground and see if I can look at the quality that he's got, and if he's still, and he impressed me yesterday and the day before. So You know, who knows? You know, the fact is I've got to try and tell everybody where they are in my thoughts now, and I'm really close to shaping the final bit until January. So, you know, Renegi's come. Reggie, we call him. I think we need him. I think he'll get used to it. He only came yesterday. I'm delighted that Rick gave me the stint that Rick did today, and then I had another similar type to put on to help us, and boy, did we need it in the end. So, very pleased. Could be better, but much better than how it might have been if that was a big flash in the pan by the end of last season. So, let's get on with it.